Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me another day, and today we're just going to focus on, those in the persecuted who are being persecuted overseas, and I just wanted to lift them up because they've been going through a lot this year, and I just wanted to lift them up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for your goodness and your grace. I thank you that you have given us another day of life. And life more abundantly. I thank you for supplying our every need according to your riches and glory. I thank you for keeping our families and our friends under the hedge of your protection, O God. Lord, we lift up all of those saints today, overseas and nations and countries who are being persecuted for your name's sake. I lift up their families and their children, Lord Jesus. I pray for continual blessing and protection over the believers. Lord, give them your strength. Give them your strength to stand in this battle that they have to face, O God. Strength to declare, no matter what, that Jesus is Lord. Give them strength in their minds and in their bodies, O God. Give them a will to go on when they feel like giving up. Protect their minds and their bodies. Keep their minds strong that they will not break mentally, O God. Your word says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Hallelujah, Jesus. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, Lord? Lord, I just pray right now that you just keep their families and their children. Let your Holy Spirit surround them. Be their comfort, O God, when it seems like all hope is gone. Be their strong tower, God. Be their shield and their rock. Be their fortress, God. Minister to them as they are in the prison cell, Lord Jesus. When they feel all alone, God, when they feel like there's no one else around, when they feel like just they don't know what to do because they're locked up behind these bars or wherever they are in the prison in these countries, God. Minister to their spirits, Lord. Even in their hour of torture, let them know that you are with them. Let them hear your voice, God, as they cry out to you. Speak to them, God. Comfort them, Lord. Deposit scriptures of your word into their hearts that they will be able to stand with the whole armor of God as you are their helmet of salvation. Your righteousness is their breastplate. Your word is their sword. And as they stand with the shield of faith, knowing without a doubt the truth of your word, God, give them peace. As their enemy seeks to destroy them, Lord. Romans 8:38 says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let them not be afraid of their foes, O God. Let them not be afraid, for we know that you are with them. Go before them that they will not have to fight, O God, or even run, but go before them as a consuming fire. Destroy those spiritual entities of evil that are using the people that are trying to torture them and their children. Lord, destroy them and bring them down before you, O God. Your word says in Isaiah, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Save them, O God. Lead them into peaceful pastures, O God. In the name of Jesus, declare, deliver them from out of their troubles, O God. Protect those in the prison cells, God, as you protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit comfort them. Speak to them in the midnight hour, O God, while they are in prison, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let no harm come to their bodies or their minds, Lord. Lord, you are the magnificent one, Lord Jesus. No one comes to the Father but through you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, as you protect them and keep them, just encourage your people. Encourage your hearts. Bring them, even those people who are doing these things, bring them into the knowledge of your salvation, the people who are torturing and killing your saints. Bring them into the knowledge of your salvation and your love, O God. Let them know your grace and mercy. Change their hearts, O God, so that they will stop killing and torturing your people, O God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And then for your people, O God, I pray that you give them a boldness, hallelujah, as they go, hallelujah, and they travel, you know, different cities and different villages, even as they travel and trying to escape, O God. Lord, just protect them, O God. I pray for your missionaries, O God. Give them a boldness as they go into the towns and the cities to minister. Protect them. Let your angels be round about them. I pray that no harm will come to these missionaries and evangelists overseas. And wherever their homes are, O God, Lord, I pray, O God, that you just protect them, O God. And when their job is done, Lord, bring them safely home to their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we depend on you for all things. We trust you, Lord. We believe, we thank you. We believe that you are the omnipotent Father, God. Your glory, O God, there is nothing like your glory. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name, Lord. I just thank you, O God. I praise you, God. We praise you, God. We praise you, God. For there is none like you, God. And if you are listening and you don't know Christ, but you want to know his love and his grace, all you have to do is pray. All you have to do is believe and believe that Jesus is Lord. And just, you know, God wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to love you. He wants to show you his love. He wants you to know that no matter what, he is there for you. And all you have to do is believe on Jesus Christ. And that's it. So if you want to, you know, just accept him into your heart, all you have to do is repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you now with a repentant heart. I want to know your love and your mercy. I want to know your grace. I ask that you forgive me of all my sins. I believe you died on the cross for me. I ask that you will come into my heart. I believe and I receive you in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you've done that, you have Christ in your heart now, and you are part of the kingdom of Christ. And now it's important that you find a church that is Bible believing, that they preach the word, and you yourself continue to seek God and to pray and know that he loves you and he is for you. And he wants to be closer to you, and he wants you to be closer to him. And I pray that God continues to keep you and he blesses you, and that he reveals himself to you in a special way like no other time before. And know that God is good. God bless you.